Gardaí investigating the death of a County Clare man 40 years ago have made a fresh appeal for information. Their call comes on the day that Patrick Nugent's remains were exhumed. Mr. Nugent died in violent circumstances at Bunratty Folk Park in February 1984. He had been working at a party hosted by a local chef, William Ryan. There were about 60 people at that gathering, including two off-duty Gardaí. Mr. Ryan was later charged with manslaughter, but acquitted. Patrick Nugent's family has spent the intervening four decades trying to find out exactly what happened. There was an inquest at the time, and after that inquest in 1985, RTE's Today Tonight broadcast an extensive report on the events at Bunratty. Here's how reporter Gary Agnew described that night.
In the early hours of the morning, a puzzling incident took place which resulted in the death of the 23-year-old banqueting manager on duty that night, Patrick Nugent.
14 known individuals were still around the premises at that time. Five staff, Chef Ryan and his wife, and seven guests, including two Gardaí, one of them a detective sergeant, both of them based at Shannon Garda Station. The staff have stated that just after 4 o'clock, with the exception of Patrick Nugent himself, all of them were in and around the kitchen area. At approximately 4:10, they heard the sound of roaring coming from the direction of the function room. Led by 19-year-old Declan O'Neill, the staff made their way through the function room, and just inside the entrance door, they found their manager lying on his back in obvious pain.
We heard the roars. We didn't know what he was. So after about a minute, we went out, and I went straight through the reception. I stopped at the I went straight through the function room. I stopped just going into reception, and I seen a woman. She had her hands up to her face and she seemed to be crying. So after that, I just looked and I kept going. I just went around the corner and there was Pat on the ground. And I bent down and I says, "Pat, what's wrong with you?" I thought somebody had hit him or he fell or something. So I said, "Get up." So he said, "Oh, my stomach. He clocked me. So he was kind of crying at this stage. So I kind of said, "Man, get up." And he says, "He clocked me again." He started going into a kind of a coma and that.
And that was Declan O'Neill, who was a staff member at Bunratty Folk Park and gave evidence at Patrick Nugent's inquest. He was speaking to RTE's Gary Agnew back in 1985. Patrick Nugent's late father, Joe Nugent, also speaking in 85, said he hoped the minister at the time would investigate the matter.
I think the full truth did not come out.
And Mr. Nugent, what do you hope will happen in the near future?
Well, what I hope now is that the minister will investigate this to the full, and that he will be able to get to the root of the whole thing. Well, I feel that it was a terrible thing for it to happen, a boy like Patrick to be killed the way he was. If it is let go, the same thing can happen again to somebody else.
Joe Nugent speaking in 1985. Our Western correspondent Pat McGrath has been following developments this morning. Pat, will you bring us through what's been happening today?
Well, the exhumation process is centred around the Nugent family plot in Fianna Cemetery, a short distance from the family home. And officials from the State Pathologist's Office, along with staff from Forensic Science Ireland, are carrying out work there throughout the morning, and it's ongoing this lunchtime to exhume the remains. The grave is located close to the entrance of the small country cemetery, and the area in question has been cordoned off and screens have been erected. As I say, work ongoing, overseen by forensic anthropologist Dr. Laureen Buckley. And once the remains are removed from the grave, they will be subject to a post-mortem examination to be carried out by Dr. Heidi Okers, the assistant state pathologist.
At that time, and for many years afterwards, the area was convulsed by what had happened to Patrick Nugent. I was watching that Today Tonight programme this morning, and there was a public meeting in Six Mile Bridge at that time, and there was just this enormous crowd there. It looked as though everybody in the surrounding area must have attended. Gardaí are hoping that all these years later, Pat, someone with information will come forward.
Yeah, and I suppose, Rachel, in many ways, that search for answers that led to that meeting 5 weeks after Patrick Nugent's death in Six Mile Bridge in March 1984, that quest for answers, that search for justice is still ongoing. That meeting was called to show support for the Nugent family and to look for clarity into all circumstances surrounding the death. The initial post-mortem showed lacerations to his lower lumbar spinal region, thought to have been caused by a car running over the deceased, and witnesses outside the location reported two cars parked in a V-shape, looking like one had crashed into the other. So that's formed part of the, I suppose, backstory to this. But the new investigation, and Gardaí at pains to point out, this is not a cold case. This is a fresh investigation, which was results from the Garda Commissioner making a direction 2 years ago that a new investigation be carried out into the circumstances of the death of Patrick Nugent. It's being led by Inspector David Finnerty from Shannon Garda Station, who outlined this morning just what's taking place.
The new investigation have been gathering, reviewing and re-examining all available material. The investigation team are utilising advances in modern-day investigative techniques. The original scene at the barn has been re-examined by a forensic collision investigator. Following consultation with the State Pathology's Office and Forensic Science Ireland, the remains of Patrick Nugent are being exhumed this morning. This sensitive operation will be carried out expeditiously and respectfully. A forensics anthropologist, Dr. Liam Buckley, will assist with this exhumation. Dr. Heidi Octors, Assistant State Pathologist, will carry out a formal state post-mortem. It is hoped that with advances in technology and investigative techniques, we'll progress this investigation 40 years later.
And that was Inspector David Finnerty speaking at Shannon Garda Station this morning. And our thanks to our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, for bringing us that report.